Are you reaching people where they're at? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn with Loving You Where You Are At Ministries, which focuses on reaching strippers and prostitutes with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, I think sometimes when we think of reaching people, we think, let's bring this person to church with me, or, oh, there's this big outreach, let's go there, or to a conference. But honestly, there's way more efforts and ways that we can be reaching people through the love of God.
You know, I think all of us want to reach people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think, well, only the pastor can do it, where you preach at them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, you have to be different and preach at people. But in reality, it's very wise, or a wise strategy, is to become more similar, or really understand who you're reaching, mm-hmm. and reaching people where they're at, mm-hmm. not making them come to you.
Right.
And actually going out to meet people there. Mm-hmm. For example, Jesus, mm-hmm. being God, came to this earth, became flesh, the Word became flesh.
Yeah.
And he met us where we were at,
yeah.
not being sinful like us,
yeah.
but he met us where we're at in order to save us.
And he came with love. If you look at all the stories of the people, the tax collectors, the people who were drinking, the prostitutes, he loved them where they were at. He didn't mm-hmm. judge them and point fingers. He loved them and said to them after that, go and sin no more. And I think that's so important. Sometimes we can lose it where we point fingers and we say, this is wrong, this is wrong. But really, we need to love people where they're at and show them the love of God.
Well, the Bible says, to the weak, I became as weak that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all men that I might by all means save some.
And I think it's important for us to think about love first. Let's hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 Real Life Radio Shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Krista Hernandez-Kuhn, and she's the founder and executive director of Loving You Where You Are At. And we're going to find out how she is helping women to get freedom from sex trafficking. Let's welcome to the show, Krista. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, I know that you have a little bit of a history that you got freedom from being trafficked yourself, and now you have a heart for it. Can you tell me, just in a nutshell, a little bit about your life, how you got the freedom from being trafficked?
Yes. So I just came from a very abusive childhood where there was sexual abuse, satanic ritual abuse, monarch mind control. That life had me for 20 years of my adult life. And I then had an encounter with Jesus. I call him Sneaky Jesus because I was not expecting that. And once meeting him, I was in the church for 2 years. And still in the industry. So for 20 years, I was in the commercial sex industry. And for a portion of that, I was being trafficked. And then for a portion of that, I was doing BDSM. And it was during those 2 years that I was in church that I desperately wanted out, but did not know a way out and did not have anybody that I felt that I could open up and even talk to. So during that time, the Lord told me that once I got out, I was going to go back and reach others where I was. And I didn't know what that looked like, but I found freedom. I was at a Joyce Meyer's conference and I audibly heard God tell me that he was my provider, not that industry. And I walked away with $70 to my name. That was in 2010. And then in 2012, I went to a training to learn how to reach women who are working in the commercial sex industry. And then in 2013 is when Loving You Where You're At officially became a nonprofit.
Wow. And what is your vision for this ministry and your mission?
We are a survivor-led, love-based organization, and our mission is to reach, restore, and equip. And the way that we do that is we reach by going into the places where these women and men are working. Then we go in and we restore by building intentional relationships with no strings attached. And we offer hope by allowing Jesus to shine through us and let those desperate to know love know that it exists and knows who they are. We offer transitional assistance to help with both tangible and intangible needs. So we don't go in preaching a message because a lot of the women who are working in these establishments have suffered spiritual abuse, just like I did. And so if we were to go in trying to force Jesus on somebody, well, they've been controlled their whole life. So that's not going to work. So we just go in being the message versus preaching the message. And through that, we have seen great success and great outcomes. So now we are going into 13 strip clubs a month, 6 brothels, which are disguised as Asian massage parlors, and a XXX video store. And we take in close to 300 gift bags a month that just have like fun, girly things in them, along with our card that says you are loved, valued, and purposed, and support is only a phone call away. And then we also take in baked goods for the bouncers and the managers and all the men. And we have built really positive relationships with them as well. And through that, we have seen many women break free, and we've seen managers as well break free from that industry.
Wow.
When you're going into these kind of places, because 70% of women are trafficked into the commercial sex industry, you can't very well go into the strip clubs and not run across those that are being trafficked as well. And because we've been around for quite a bit of time, you know, we are a survivor-led organization. We have others that will bring women to us that have also been victims of sex trafficking and are needing help. So we do that through our outreach. And then we now have a home and we are just raising the funds to be able to staff that home. And this home will be part of a restorative justice program where we will be an emergency response place for those who are being trafficked. We find that the greatest need in our community right now is there are so many women who want out. There are so many women that are getting just lost because there's nowhere for them to go. So we are in the process of opening that emergency response place so that we can find them long-term housing.
Wow. You know, there are people listening and they're wondering and they're thinking, well, people who work at strip clubs, they enjoy that. Or they make money and that's what they want. Can you tell me the truth about that?
I'll say this. No little girl dreams of growing up and being sexually exploited. Something goes terribly wrong along the way. And what we are finding is many of the women who have been trafficked have been victims of some sort of ritual abuse. The statistics say 90% plus, but I would say it's 100% because I haven't met one woman yet that was not sexually abused as a child that is working in the commercial sex industry. 89% of women, and these are just women who have spoken up, say that they do not want to be there, but the only reason they stay is they know no other means of survival. Plus, once you go into these places, many people have been groomed their whole life. And when you step into these places, that place takes a hold over you. You end up crossing lines that you never thought that you would cross. And then you feel so broken and so unworthy. And you end up just feeling trapped in these places. And let me make it clear, these are strong women who are working in these places because you have to be strong to endure what they endure. And besides just many not wanting to be there, many are being trafficked. And if they're not being trafficked into those places, once they're there, it is a opening welcome mat where the traffickers are just waiting there to lure them in and recruit them.
And they're also being drugged, some of them, to be sex trafficked or exploited.
Right. And even if they're not being drugged, you end up doing drugs because you cannot deal with the pain that it takes to work in those places and the things that you have to do. So you end up having drugs introduced to you, a whole lot of drinking. It's just par for the course. It's what goes with that life. And so then you become addicted to the drugs. And if you're not being trafficked, you end up being introduced to traffickers. And it's just like this vicious cycle that these women end up trapped in. And even those who will say, oh, it's great. It is easier for us to disassociate and act like, hey, yeah, this is a great life. Because if we have to admit to ourselves how horrible it is, then we have to internalize that pain.
Wow.
And it's too hard for us to do that. So while you're in that life, sometimes you put on that great facade that this is great. But in reality, we're dying inside.
Wow. Well, you know, Krista, you have a website. People can get a hold of you and they can also get your book. If you could just tell us where people can reach you.
Absolutely. Our website is www.lovingyouwhereyouareat.com. That's all spelled out. And through our website, you can email us. Our phone number's on there, our mailing address. And then my book, No Safe Place, From Childhood Abuse to Sex Trafficking, can be found on Amazon or Barnes & Noble's or, I believe, Google Books and Walmart.
Wow. Tell us that website one more time.
It is www.lovingyouwhereyouareat.com, and that's all spelled out.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing this. This is an amazing work that you're doing, and we just pray that people will get set free more and more thanks to the work that you are doing. God bless you, Krista.
God bless you. Thank you.
Well, what an amazing ministry. And I think it's important to understand that Jesus's heart is to set the captives free. And here we have Krista with Loving You Where You Are At, a ministry that is setting women free and helping for women to get free from sex trafficking. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would move on our hearts, God, that some of us have said, gosh, I wish I could do something about human trafficking or sex trafficking. You can. This is the time to pray and say, God, is this my time to partner, to get involved, to volunteer? Father, speak to our hearts and speak to those who you are speaking to.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.